the school nurse sent a little boy home from school early because he something sick at school today. Mm. That's right. What would you say? He what sick at school today?
Well, I'd just say he got sick.
Okay, thank you. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say he feels sick.
Well, could have virus.
No, but where would he feel sick?
Where would he feel sick at?
Down here.
He's have stomach trouble.
Uh-huh, but you'd say he feels sick. What? His stomach.
Hurts.
Okay, would you say in his stomach, or at his stomach, or on his stomach, what would you say?
I'd say in his stomach.
He feels?
That's right. Sick.
In his stomach?
That's right. Okay. Or he has a virus in his stomach or something.
What do you call a noisy, prankish celebration immediately after a wedding? Some of the guests want to tease the bride and groom.
I just said it was noisy, that's all.
What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They say, you better behave or else something will get you.
Well, say the cops will get you, something like that.
Okay. What do you greet a friend on December 25th?
Merry Christmas.
Uh-huh. Would you say anything else?
And Happy New Year.
Uh-huh. But something else to do with Christmas, would you? If you were the first time, it was the first person you saw Christmas morning, what would you be first thing you'd say?
Let's see. I always say Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Uh-huh. Do you say Christmas gift?
Christmas gift, yes, right.
Pardon?
Christmas gift. Christmas gift. And, Christmas gift.
And you say that on the morning.
That's right. Like if a person come in, you say Christmas gift too. When you tell them Merry Christmas.
Oh, okay. You might have a very heavy suitcase to take from one place to another, and then you'd say, I'm glad I don't have to this very far.
Don't have to tote it?
What do you call a creature with a hard shell that lives in water? He puts his legs and his head and his tail inside the shell.
A turtle.
What do you call the same thing if it lives on the land?
A turtle.
They all don't live in the water.
The kind on the land you would call a turtle, too.
That's right.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
Well, chitlins, that's what I
mean. And what do other animals have insides that you could eat?
Yeah, I don't know no other animals.
What do you call the center part of an egg?
Oh, the yellow egg?
What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
His breath. Okay.
What do you call a small flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake? You know, you sit in it to go on the lake. When you fish, what do you fish out of? What you sit in to go fishing?
I couldn't say because I ain't never been fishing.
A boat.
A boat, that's right. Well, I forgot about it. I'm about to forget all my, questions. Right?
Well,
And I don't know whether I'll be able to finish it this morning or not.
Well, I'll keep going, you know, if you want.
Well,
and
well,
I'll keep... Huh?
But you, I don't know, you got so many pages, I'm spread out.
Well, most of them are, we did already. We did all these already, you know, so it's just folded over.